This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Our friend Lester Munson is going to join us at 11:20 to talk about Robert Kraft and those Rams who don't seem to be cooperating with this PSL lawsuit. Martin Kilcoyne joins us now. How are you?
I'm good, Frank. I was with the Lane family for a little bit. I know you've known some Lanes over the years. Everybody does because they had 8 kids and there's 1,000 grandkids. Wow. Mrs. Lane turned 80. And I'm talking to some of the Lane brothers, and they said they listen to 590 all day long, and they said, we want to ask you a couple questions.
Oh, no.
Sure, sure. And they said, is that Peoria kid really smoke pot all day?
Yes.
And I said,
yes.
Yes. And then they said, is Iggy really that lazy, or is that just kind of a radio shtick? They said, they're merciless on him, and a lot of it's how he just doesn't do any work. And I said, no, that's about on par. It really, some things are embellished. And they said, you and Charlie, are you guys good friends? But he doesn't invite you to all that stuff at his house.
I said, no, that's right. That's true.
That's true. But it's also a joke. We don't really want to be invited to every event he has. We just bring it up every
Charlie
time.
Comes back on Monday and talks on the show about all the fun people he had over the weekend.
It's always an event at his house. And we say, well, we were free. And he said, well, these weren't my work friends. Okay. Is Iggy really that lazy? Does Peoria kid really smoke all that pot?
And here's the thing, too, is last week, remember we had that horrible stench?
Yes.
Okay, so I thought it was like a trash can. So I went outside during a 60-second or 90-second commercial break, and Plazzi went out before me, and I went out to put this trash in the dumpster, and I look over at Plazzi. He's in the car, and he's doing what you just described.
I actually thought Plazzi crop dusted us. I asked him to come back in here and smoke again to get that smell out.
Oh, it'll all be in the book. And by the way, you're talking to Travis Ford about officiating, and he did seem like he's trying to hold back a little bit. We all know as coaches, like, we'd be terrible, right? We probably couldn't hold it back. Like, even during a game, we'd probably berate these guys. We'd probably be like Rammer, except we'd be the coach. I've always wondered about being the official. Like, if Travis was working me the other night, we need a call, whatever, I'd probably turn and say, doesn't matter, you'll miss the free throws anyway. I mean, How hard is it to be the official to not have a comeback? Or I'd love to ask coaches how often there is. Like when it was Billy Tubbs, I'm sure he got a lot of stuff fired back in his direction.
Yeah, but I think, let's face it, you know, the goal of most really good officials is to have thick skin and not respond. I imagine there's a few, but I can't picture like Ed Hightower, you know, or Ron Zetcher, you know, firing back.
Yeah, the good ones. I'd be a bad one. I would probably respond.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you'd
if Bill Self is riding me, I would just turn and say, you're lucky you're not on suspension.
Yeah.
You guys should
be. Oh, shut up. Lose to a Valley team, you jerk.
Yeah. You should be on probation anyway. Sit down. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Just to be like a Will Ferrell kind of referee. Just giving it back. Because for the most part, their job is to take it. All right, let's do 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, this is right on topic. Frank, you are Mike McCarthy. You were at your stepson's basketball game the other night, and now the Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Association is investigating your behavior. He was caught on video.
What grade now?
High school. It's his stepson plays high school basketball, and they said when the game ended, his stepson's team lost by a point. He chased the referees down, you know, the tunnel, the hallway, screaming obscenities.
Oh, boy.
And they said they're now looking into this unacceptable behavior. You are Mike McCarthy. Don't you realize, I don't think in Green Bay you can go anywhere. You can't get a cup of coffee without people saying, oh, my God, it's Mike McCarthy. Don't you have to check that a little bit?
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that embarrassing?
Especially if you've been at the highest level of professional sports. Now, I'm not trying to, you know, deflect how important high school sports is or anything like that, but still, gosh.
Isn't that embarrassing?
That is so sad.
I think you could yell a thing or two. Like, you can't help it. You can blurt something out. Yeah. But to actually make the effort to get up and follow them and then still berate them. And it may just be when you're in that NFL bubble, you feel like you can do anything you want, you know, in the NFL, you're on the sideline, you can berate those guys, get away with it. That's just a bad look. And yeah. I guess he's sitting out. He said he's officially, he doesn't have a job, but he's sitting out 2019. So he's going to have plenty of time just being around Wisconsin. It's not the end of the world, but that's a bad look.
I wonder, by the way, with all these coaches getting hired, how a guy with his resume doesn't get that second chance right away, because it seemed like, oh, boy, he's going to have his choice. Wherever he wants to go, he'll have it. And now he'll be on the outside looking in.
Oh, that's the time if you're the official and Mike McCarthy's berating, you turn around, you pissed away Aaron Rodgers' best years. Sit down.
The New York Jets won't even hire you.
Right. They hired Aaron Gase over you. That's true.
Adam Gase?
What did I say? Adam Aaron? Yeah, Adam Aaron, one of those guys. All right, Frank, the XFL is hiring their coaches. Why wouldn't they consider Isaac Bruce? You are Oliver Luck in this role.
Well,
why
because
not?
Jeff Fisher's available. And we can go 5-5 in the XFL.
There's
not
no
8-8.
Way they can bring him here.
No.
It'd be funny, but I could see him in one of the spots.
Yeah, because they are hiring big-name coaches. But
I wonder why they wouldn't. Because what's going to sell this team? The players? No.
The only thing that could sell it would be the somebody from The Greatest Show on Turf.
Yeah, you get like a Bruce to coach, and people are like, well, he's never coached. It's the XFL. It's fine. I'm sure they can draw up a few plays.
Yeah, he can hire some old maybe, offensive coordinator to draw up the plays.
Or maybe have Torrey be your receivers coach.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Why not? I mean, what is the goal of the XFL? To have the highest brand of football? No. To do some entertaining stuff, right? To get people to go?
I watched the Mike Martz game in the AAF the other day, and they scored 31 points and were throwing it all over the field. We had it on in the background. He was really cool, yeah.
Somebody said they talked to him on the sideline. They did like a in-game interview, and he said the league is great because it gives all these coaches a chance to get hired. He said gives all these new coaches a chance. And everybody's like, well, you're not a new coach. In fact, they got Steve Spurrier, Mike Singletary. Maybe he means some of the assistants. Mike Martz will be 85 in the nursing home and drawing up plays for, like, the staff, you know, for flag football. And they'll be throwing deep in their wheelchairs. You know, that he's not going to change. And that was kind of his theme when he was here. Never going to change.
I wonder, too, let's just say, I don't know if they played 10 games. Let's say he's already lost one. Let's say they go 9-1 and he wins the championship. I wonder if that could get any NFL team interested. I doubt it, but boy, it'd be cool.
I wish he would have been a candidate for the XFL. Or maybe, I guess he can't now. He's doing the other thing.
Oh, he would have been perfect.
San Diego, that would have been, because what do you want? You want entertainment. He would have given great sound bites. He would have probably loved a victory tour in this town. He's I think two of the three kids still live here.
Really?
Yeah. Could you imagine? And they'd be throwing it like, he probably would have hired Isaac on the staff. And you wouldn't know who any of the players are, but they'd score 60 points a game.
Now, which of the leagues are they paying outrageous money?
I thought the XFL was $500,000 to
for
coach.
For a coach.
Yeah.
Maybe coach and GM?
Because, and you and I were both with Isaac yesterday at his event at Gateway STEM. And after the interview, we're talking a little bit about the XFL. And I said, I heard they're paying like $500,000. I said, I hope they call for 10 games. Isn't
wow.
that crazy?
Good jobs in the media relations department.
That somebody said it's listed. I didn't see this, but somebody at Fox 2 found like they're listing their pay structure for everything XFL, and it said the PR person for that team would make $180,000.
Oh my god, let's
that
go.
Cannot be correct. To be the PR, it's
for 10 weeks.
Is that a full time, or the rest of the year you have your feet up on your desk taking calls?
I can say no to interview requests, like with the best of them. No,
two
not,
more questions, guys. He's a backup on the XFL team. All right, Frank, true or false, Jordan Binnington is about to turn it around media-wise, that he has been kind of messing with all of us. And now he's going to start to dial it up a little bit and be a little funnier. And
yeah, do I look nervous, as he said to Jim Thomas the other night?
Yeah, do you think there's more of that coming, that he is? Strickland says he's been playing all of us, that there is a lot of personality there.
Oh, you can tell there's some wit. I mean, you know, the whole Cheshire Inn.
Right.
And then one day he opened up a little bit about how he does have the chip on his shoulder and he wants to keep proving people. Yeah, he may be just fine.
I wonder if he'll give us a little more as he gets a little more comfortable. Or because you're a hockey player and you're superstitious, you don't change anything. And if it were kind of messing with the media, then you keep doing that. Do you think he'll change at all? Maybe just a little bit.
Oh,
right?
I think he will. Yeah.
Have a little more fun here and there.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. I don't think, you know, Kurt was like the chattiest guy initially. And then, you know, we got his thoughts on everything before long.
Yeah. And Kurt, even now, I'd say Kurt sounds really good. He has great delivery, but he never said a ton. Like, he would never take a shot at anybody, but he always sounded.
Now he does.
Now he's got a little more opinions, and he's got the gold blazer. I think you get a little more comfortable in the booth when you got the gold blazer.
How about, too, that, you know, when I brought up, the comparison, there is a legitimate comparison between the two, and I always have to set it up with, like, a bunch of qualifiers. Okay, I'm not saying he's going to the Hall
right
of Fame.
Right now are texting in. Yeah. Oh, Frank, stop. Oh.
Yeah. He's not going to the Hall of Fame. He's not the MVP. Not even going to All-Star Games or Pro Bowls, but coming out of nowhere to completely resurrect a franchise from a small league, there's a similarity there.
And was on the roster or was within the organization's was always under their watch.
I wonder who the equivalent of Charlie Army is in the Blues organization. The one guy I thought, yeah, he could probably
I believe in this guy.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple of Armstrongs, right? Probably Bill Armstrong. All right, number four, the most valuable piece of memorabilia that you own. Like, if you were going and putting it on eBay, if Monique said tomorrow, get rid of everything, what do you think is the most expensive piece of sports memorabilia?
Wow.
Because I don't think I've given away so much stuff. I don't really collect it. My favorite piece is the picture with me and Marshall Faulk and Mrs. Cunningham from Happy Days, but it has no value. I just love
it. Is that because Mrs. Cunningham is in it? Is that why?
The randomness, because she went to San Diego State and she wanted to meet him.
I wonder if the value of that thing has gone down just a little bit over the years.
Because of Mrs. G?
No.
What did she do?
Ross, the great Marion Ross, was friends with Georgia, naturally.
But she's still alive. You got to wait till she passes. And then
how old
the value.
Is she?
She's 90. Then I just checked because I figured she was not with us, but she is. So when she does pass, then the value skyrockets.
But it has no value. Okay, currently I think it has no value, but I love that.
I got Reggie Jackson signed ball, Stan signed ball, Ozzie jersey. You know, I don't.
Well, I bring this up because the Tom Brady, the other day, there was an autographed Tom Brady card that sold for $400,000.
A football card?
Yeah, and I'm like, what would you?
Oh, my God.
Is there any piece of
$400,000? You could buy four $100,000 Mercedes.
Right. I mean, I'm sure the guy who bought it had blank
money.
You
could buy great houses.
Right. I never understood. Even the guy that bought the Maguire ball for $3
million. Yeah.
Why do you want that baseball? I mean, God bless the whole memorabilia industry. I just don't have that. Like, there's no. If I said to you, Frank, I'll get you an autographed Reggie Jackson jersey, you might say, okay, great. I'd say, $100, okay.
Have you seen the
$10,000? No.
Have you seen the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar auction?
He's selling
everything.
But he's donating that to charity, I think, right?
Yes, he's assigning a game use signed and inscribed basketball used for the last points in his career. That current bid is at $85,000. If you'd like to buy his 1985 NBA championship ring, the current bid, $100,000.
Now, Brian, is all of this money going to a charity?
I would hope so.
I was going to guess no.
STEM education.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Good for him.
And I think his philosophy is, I don't really need it.
Yeah. Now, some of these guys sell because they need the money.
I was wondering about Kareem. I didn't know. Have you ever dealt with him?
We had one interview with him a couple years ago.
Was on the radio?
Yes.
Over the phone?
I did him on TV once, too.
And it was short. He didn't have a whole lot to say.
All you need to know about Kareem and Rick Barry is they were as great as any two players could be at their respective positions for, you know, two decades. And they both desperately wanted to become NBA head coaches, and neither got the chance. So that gives you an idea of what it was like, how they treated people, and how difficult they were at times. I'm not saying they're bad guys, but at times they were pretty tough to deal with.
A couple of years ago, he went to the Indian Reservation, right, in Arizona, kind of trying to build up a little bit of a coaching resume and do something unique. He came to UMSL coaching one of those semi-pro teams, and we sent Rob Dizier out there, and I said, oh, my God, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is in town. This is going to be awesome. And he came back and said, I don't think it's going to be a piece. He said, you want to just run a soundbite? I said, a soundbite? It's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He said, you want to listen to it? He said, I'm not going to talk about anything at all except the game that we played tonight.
Oh, my God.
And I think it was the Skyhawks of St. Louis. Maybe Floyd was the coach. I don't remember.
Does this remind you of the great Celtics-Lakers rivalry from back in the day?
Hey, that move in the third quarter there, was that reminiscent at all of when you guys won the NBA championship with Magic Johnson? He would not say anything except the game itself. And I'm like, this is a waste.
Now, to be fair, Rick Barry is a great interview. The radio. And he's honest and outspoken. Yeah.
And that's why he got into trouble too often. He even had a remark, and this is what got him off network TV, is there was a picture, he and Bill Russell were doing a game with Brent Musburger, and there was an old picture of Bill Russell they put on the screen, and he said, "Boy, look at that watermelon grin." And it was kind of definitely racially insensitive.
Wow.
But God, could he play?
You can't say that.
If you're a former player that wanted to be a coach, you'd have to look up now and say, who are some of these guys? I mean, Nick Nurse, Budenhoser. I mean, some of the guys who have, even Tom Thibodeau, these guys who have made it, and you're Rick Barry, you're Lou Alcindor, Kareem, you're thinking, God, that could have been me.
There's some weird items. If you have an extra grand lying around, you can bid on the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar-owned horse saddle.
Yeah.
He's selling his saddle. It's tan colored.
I mean, if I was a sports bar owner in Milwaukee near the Bucks Arena, I'd go on there and find something and throw it on the wall, you know?
Yeah.
All right, number five, have we heard the last of Johnny Manziel? Just got bounced by his CFL team.
He's banned.
Banned from the CFL. I'm sorry. He's banned. Do we think that's it?
I think so. I mean, it's hard to believe, too. He was the Heisman Trophy winner as a freshman. And yet he won't have any type of professional career. I mean, how can an NFL team say, yeah, we'd like to have him, and he just failed in the CFL? So,
remember that Mizzou game in 2013? They beat A&M. And in the press box, we were trying to figure out, like, well, when Mizzou talks, but you still want to get Manziel because he's Johnny Manziel. And the A&M people are like, oh, no, he doesn't talk. We're like, what? And they're like, no, he's not available. And then I went over to one of the media guys. They said, oh, he's the worst. And I said, but I saw him. Like, well, he'll do ESPN or Sports. Like, if they come to town, he does those. But now, he doesn't do anything regularly.
The subject of heights, of quarterback heights, was he actually listed at the combine? Because, as you know, the big story today, Kyler Murray checks in at 5'10 and...
5'10 and like...
An eighth?
An eighth, I think.
5'11 and three quarters.
No, he was towering.
Kind of tall. By the way, you can buy a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar snowboard for $500 as well in the auction.
Is it autographed?
No. And a tea kettle set, a tea set.
Wait, $500. Is he emptying out his house?
I think he is.
Is he going to, I mean, is he homeless?
I'd be tempted to bid on this. It's a photo from him in an airplane, and he signed it from the cockpit. That's $500.
Oh, that I
That's a tempting bid.
Let's throw some money together. Let's buy that. Honey, next Christmas, I got an idea for the mantle. All right, Five for Frank brought to you each day by Greenville University. More information at greenville.edu.
All right, let's take a short time out. Oh, before we go to break, I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors here in the Hollywood Casino Press Box, and that is Hollywood. If you get a chance, head on out there this weekend. Stay in one of their newly refurbished rooms. It's like staying at the Ritz, but at half the price. The rooms, they've sunk hundreds of thousands of dollars into it. Then you go down for lunch and you watch some games at 99 Hops House, maybe a dinner at the Final Cut Steakhouse or Charlie Gito's, the all-you-can-eat buffet, do a little gambling, do a little people watching. It's a great place. And be sure to see that that new ice facility. The Family Ice Center is just sensational. Four sheets of ice, three indoor, one outdoor. Hollywood Casino really stepped up. And Brian, you do want to tell our listening audience about Hot Shots.
March 7th, a week from today, I guess. That's March 7th, isn't it? Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois, TMA Live. You get a chance to win a date with Doug. You got to find a 590 staff member there to pick up a raffle ticket. They will raffle off who will participate in the trivia contest that will ultimately determine the winner. Also, Doug's suspension t-shirts as well. It's all next Thursday night, TMA Live in O'Fallon, Illinois. Final reminder, tomorrow we'll be at Hot Shots in O'Fallon from 10 until 4 o'clock.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.